Hello dear student, in previous module we discuss about natural resources and air. In air we discuss about the various factors that affect air pollution like burning of fossil fuel and other human activities. Do you know there are some bioindicators also which can indicate level of air pollution? Have you heard about lichen? Air pollution or acid rain that creates a problem for growth of lichen on the bark of the tree. Especially when the level of sulfur dioxide increases, it affects the growth of lichen. So in general, if we travel through a road, we find less amount of lichen or there may be some changes in their color than the deeper inside part. If we compare the metro cities like Delhi and some village, so lichens are found in village because their air quality is good. So that is the reason lichen are also called bioindicator. In this second module, we are going to learn about another natural resources, that is water and soil. So let us start with water, a wonder liquid. A very large area of the earth's surface is covered with water. Water is also found inside the earth as groundwater and in the atmosphere as water vapor. The water in sea and ocean is saline. Fresh water is found in river, lake, ponds and as ice and snow at the poles. Terrestrial form required fresh water. These organisms need fresh water because their bodies cannot tolerate or get rid of this high amount of dissolved salt in saline water. That's why they need fresh water. Water is needed for all living organisms because all life process and all cellular activity, we know that organisms, they are made up of cell, and this cellular activity needs water. So all organisms need water to survive. The amount of water and other factors like temperature and the nature of the soil decide the diversity of species and number of individuals of that species in an area. Though the water is precious natural resource, but it gets affected by various activity. The contamination of water with unwanted and harmful substance in the water which adversely affect on living organism is called water pollution. Water pollution covers the following effect. First, addition of undesirable substance to water bodies. Second, removal of desirable substance from water bodies. And third, change in temperature of water. So let us discuss one by one. First, addition of undesirable substance to water bodies. This substance could be fertilizer, pesticide or any chemical. They are used for farming or in the industries. The poisonous substance like mercury salt that are used in paper industry also. And if it is released into water bodies, it causes pollution. They could also decrease the good bacteria or kill the good bacteria present in the water. And also spread disease causing organism like harmful bacteria which cause cholera. Second point, the removal of desirable substance from the water body. Means the substance which are required, like dissolved oxygen. Dissolved oxygen in the water is used by the animal and plants that live in water. Any change that reduces this amount of dissolved oxygen would adversely affect this aquatic organism. Other nutrients could also be depleted from the water bodies. Example is eutrophication. Excess fertilizer wash away with the water. It goes into the water bodies. There is the growth of algae. They grow in large amount. They take more and more oxygen. They cover entire surface. And thus they decrease. They take more amount of oxygen, which is not available for other living form in that water bodies. So this is called eutrophication. Third point, change in temperature. Aquatic organisms are used to certain range of temperature in water bodies where they live. And sudden change in temperature would be dangerous for them or affect their breeding. The egg and larva of various animals are particularly very susceptible to temperature change. This hot water releases from various power plant that may affect the aquatic life. So all these are the causes of water pollution that we discussed. Now we'll go for prevention of water pollution. So first step, save water. Conserving water is our first aim. Water wastage is the major problem globally, and we are only now waking up on this issue. Simply small change you can make domestically will make a huge difference. Another way, better treatment of sewage. So treating waste product before disposing it in the water body, that help to reduce water pollution on large scale. Agriculture or other industry can reuse this waste water by reducing its toxic content. Third way, use environmental friendly product. By using soluble product that do not go on to become pollutant, we can reduce the amount of water pollution caused by a household. So this is all about the water and water pollution. Now moving towards another natural resource, a very important natural resource, soil. Soil is a mixture of various small particle or different size particle along with the humus. The soil contains variety of size particle. The type of soil decided by the average size of the particle, and the quality of soil is decided by the amount of humus and microorganism found in it. Soil is very useful. It acts as a medium for plant growth. It is a system for water supply and purification naturally. Soil is also used for engineering medium. It is also used for recycling system for nutrient of organic waste. It provides habitat for various living organisms, especially insects, rodents, etc. Formation of soil. Soil is formed by breaking down of rock on the surface of earth, either by physical or chemical or biological process. This is called weathering of rock. It produces soil. Big rocks break down into very small particle, fine particle, and it forms soil. So let us discuss what are the factors which are used in the formation of soil. So first, sun. The sun heats the rock during daytime, so it expands. And at night, rock cools down, so it contracts. This causes rock to crack and break down into smaller pieces. Thus, it forms soil. Another factor, water. Water strike on the rock or it enter into the crack of the rocks. When water freezes, it expands and causes the crack in the rock to widen and break down again into smaller pieces. Flowing water carries the rock particle. These pieces rub against each other and become smaller and smaller particle. So this is again one of the way to form soil. Strong wind also breaks the rock into smaller particle and carries it from one place to another place. The roots of large tree grow in the cracks of rock and break into smaller pieces. This is another way to form soil. A biological way we can say lichen that grow on the rock produce some substance, chemical substance, which cause the rock surface to pop, becomes powder form, and it also forms the soil. So all these are ways of formation of soil, either by physical process or by chemical process or by biological process. Composition of soil. Soil is a mixture of rock particle, decaying organism called humus, living organism, minerals, air and water. The amount of mineral, humus, air, water are the factors which decide the biodiversity in that area. The rock contain nutrient in the big unit cannot be used by that plants. When they break down, they form soil, then absorbed by the water, by the plant. This nutrient helps to grow the plant. Animals obtain their food from the plant. This topsoil contains humus, so it is very important for growth of the plant, which also decide the biodiversity in that area. In class 8 already we learn about the soil profile, which consists of topsoil, horizon A, B, C, D. So you are aware about that. In this topsoil, which contains humus, which contains all the nutrient, so it is very important to protect topsoil from the soil erosion. Coming to soil pollution, what is soil pollution? The addition of harmful substance and removal of useful component from the soil, which affect the fertility of soil and kill the diversity of organism living in it. It is called soil pollution. Soil pollution caused by excessive use of fertilizer and pesticide. It kills the organism like earthworm, useful bacteria in the soil, which make the soil rich in humus. The removal of useful component and addition of the harmful substance reduce the fertility of soil and cause soil pollution. So, if you want to prevent this, the soil pollution, the above activity should be restricted or limited. Now, coming to the another topic, soil erosion. Soil erosion is because of large-scale deforestation. What is soil erosion? The carrying away of soil, especially I told you topsoil, from one place to another by the either action of wind, flowing water. This is known as soil erosion. This topsoil, if we get it removed, then the nutrient from that soil also will get removed and soil becomes less fertile. Soil erosion can be reduced or prevented by vegetative cover on the ground, afforestation, construction of bunds, terrace, dam, etc., which help for holding the water and growth of the vegetation there. So all these factors are used to prevent soil erosion. To understand better about this soil erosion, how plants or trees are used to prevent soil erosion, let us perform the activity, the effect of flowing water on topsoil. Take two trays A and B of same size and fill them with soil. Plant mustard or green gram in one of the tray, let us say tray A. Water both the tray for few days till the first tray is become by plant growth. Now tilt both the tray at the same angle and pour equal amount of water gently on both the tray. The more soil is carried out in the tray B, which did not have plant growth, and water also. This shows that vegetative cover reduces soil erosion. The plant's root hold the soil and it prevent soil erosion. So this is all about water and soil in this module. Thank you.